we have a lot in common, actually, which is surprising.
Did I tell you my name?
No, you didn't.
Ryan.
Ryan. You
what
know.
What is your name?
Well, my earth name is Bill.
Oh, my friend is Bill. William, he calls himself.
You know, this is sounding very strange. You might be some sort of parallel earth of ours. We might, our worlds might be related. What do you think of that?
I doubt it.
Well,
what's in the world?
You have five continents. I don't know, how many continents do we have?
You have Africa.
You have Europe?
Yes.
Do you have America?
Yes.
You have Japan?
Yes.
China?
No, that was split.
See, so do we.
That was...
Are you...
Yours was split?
No. Well, China is,
Now it's called Eurasia.
They're talking about combining it into,
That's what just happened.
Okay.
In North America, do you have different states?
Do you have a Phoenix?
Yes.
Well, that's where we live, in Phoenix. Is this sounding a little strange? Are you human?
Are you joking me?
I'm not.
No,
I'm not.
Absolutely not.
Are you human?
Yes.
So are we. Why don't you ask us some questions? If you think we're joking. We're not. We're not.
Where in California are you?
Well, we're not in California. We're in Arizona. In Phoenix, Arizona. I grew up in California.
Where?
Anaheim. Isn't this starting to sound a little strange? But there's some differences, right?
Yes.
It's not exactly the same.
Not exactly the same.
But it's similar. It's very strangely similar. We have people here named Ryan. You have people there named William. Isn't that strange?
Yes.
What year is it there?
What year is it where we are?
Yeah.
2062.
Oh my goodness.
We are 2008.
Oh my goodness.
This is very strange.
You may be talking to your past, or a past, a parallel past time.
We're 2062.
Yeah, we're 2008.
Yeah.
Oh,
isn't that
my
strange?
Goodness.
Oh, we gotta keep this
I was not even born then. My father was.
Right. Well. See, our worlds are. It'd be interesting to explore these differences. You know how we're.
Hold on.
Okay. He's getting his dad.
This is very strange. We're not talking Tommy here.
My father was born 1990.
1990.
No.
My nephew was born 1990.
1998.
Well, that was just a few years ago. President Bush. Do you have a President Bush?
In our past?
Yes.
So he was a real prankster.
We have two of them, a father and a son.
Yes.
And we're right now having a war in Iraq.
The Iraqi wars.
Yes.
There's in our textbooks.
Oh my God. Are you
aware of what's called 9/11?
Yes.
Okay, that just happened a few years ago.
2001.
Yes.
September 11th.
Yes. And we all believe it was an inside job.
Conspiracies.
Yes. And they all call us crackpots.
Oh.
What does your history tell you?
Conspiracies.
Oh my God.
Does your history tell you who is behind it? Because we don't know.
Hello?
Hello, You're Ryan's dad?
Yes.
Hello. Isn't this strange?
This is very strange.
This is very strange.
Who are you?
We're on Earth. You're on Earth, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes.
Not on Earth. It's called Kabus.
Kabus?
Yes.
Okay. There's so many similarities. It could very well be the same world. We're in 2008. You're 2062.
Yes.
We have the same country names. We had Bush for president. We had 9/11. You had 9/11.
Yes.
This is very strange, isn't it?
Yes.
And I swear to you, we are not making this up.
No.
This is.
I have to check this out. I will contact you again.
I don't want to lose the. I don't want to lose the connection.
My name is Mark. That's my human name. My Earth name.
You sound strange.
You can ask any questions you want of us. We'd be happy to answer.
Do you serve?
No, I don't, but my sister's husband does. He surfs off of Encinitas, north of San Diego.
Yes.
Do you have Disneyland there?
We used to.
You used to?
Yeah, it burned down years ago.
Burned down?
Yes.
Well, we still have Disneyland here, along with the...
Is it nice?
Very nice. I grew up just a few miles away from there.
We have Knott's Berry Farm.
Yes. Oh my God. I used to go there when I was a little kid.
When I was little too, my dad used to take me there.
You know, it used to be free to get in?
No, it's not.
And it used to be. I used to be able to take my bicycle right inside there. And So you're from that area?
Yes.
You're from Anaheim?
Monterey.
Oh, Monterey.
Monterey, that's closer to San Francisco, isn't it?
Yeah, Monterey. That's near Carmel.
Yes.
Well, I lived in Campbell, over the hill there. Does that ring a bell?
What part?
Campbell. I can tell you the street is Hamilton. No, Richley. It's
I live on Fulcrum.
Fulcrum?
Yeah.
I think that rings a bell. Let's see, Silicon Valley there, it's where all our computers were invented, I guess. Santa Clara, Sunnyvale, Mountain View.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I used to live in there. I used to live in there during the 1980s. And I lived in Berkeley in 1977-78.
It's like my storybook's coming alive.
I drove a taxi cab in San Francisco. I lived in Seattle. I just left Seattle.
I want to live in Seattle.
Well, it's... You know, this is very reassuring talking to you because you're telling us that there's a chance that our world will survive for a few years because we're very pessimistic about our future. We're very, a lot of us are very fearful about our future with all these things that are going on. Our economy's falling apart. We have that war going on.
Yeah.
And we have criminals in politics. And...
They cleaned it up a lot. They made it illegal for them. It's called the clean campaigns. They have to put your fingers on different boards.
Yeah.
And the boards have to light up. It's basically almost like a lie detector.
Yeah.
But it's even stronger because if you have any criminal dependencies at all, it's going to come up.
It'll just bring up the tendencies?
Yeah.
What if you're? What if you have the tendencies, but you just never did anything wrong? Will it still light up?
It shows you everything. It's called the Clean Act.
What year did things start to clean up? Because things look really dark now. Or you want to wait till your father?
Yes.
I don't want to get you in trouble with your old man.
Thank you. He's very strict.
Well, yeah, but
now teenagers out. I don't know about them, but teenagers can't be out after 10 o'clock unless you have a card.
Well, a lot of people think teenagers run wild now.
Yeah, now, after 10 o'clock, teenagers have to be in the home unless you have a card strictly from work.
Now,
where you get fined, you're pulled right in jail.
They're starting to put up cameras everywhere.
Oh, that's been up.
Yeah, there's in England, there's...
you live in England?
Yes.
I've been there.
You have?
Yes.
Well, you've been a lot more places than we have.
You've been to London?
It's nationalistic there.
Can I ask you this? How are you able to talk to us? This is very strange.
Well, you called me, don't you know?
Well, are you talking into a telephone?
No.
Is it
I'm on the beach.
So you hear us in your head?
No.
How do you hear us?
The blue line went to you?
No. There's a shell right by me.
A shell?
Yes.
You can hear us through the shell?
Yes.
Well, don't lose that shell. we have, do you know what a channel is? When a person goes into a trance?
Like the psychic?
A little like that, yeah. So we're talking to a friend of ours who's laying on the couch with his eyes closed. And through this, through him, we're able to talk to, believe it or not, we're able to talk to space people. Very, very...
Oh, that's it.
Hold on, wait a minute. Very, very advanced space people.
That's, I don't believe that.
Well, how do you explain the fact that we're talking to each other?
I don't know.
Well, think about it.
My father still says you're around here with a microphone.
Oh, is that what he thinks?
Yeah, that's what he's looking for.
Well, this is as strange for us as it is for you, believe me. If you're
How old are you?
I am 56.
And I'm 30.
I'm 16.
16. See, I thought you were like 15 or 16.
I'm 33.
So we're hoping that your father will be able to clear this and see that we're not harmful or anything, that we're friendly. And I'm hoping that we'll be able to ask you questions about diseases. What diseases have you been able to cure? What do you use for energy in the future? We're having wars. A lot of the reason behind our wars is over oil. And we're running out. It's believed that we're running out. And gas is getting very expensive. And in the future, theoretically, they've come up with a solution for that, haven't they?
About wars?
About energy?
Well, the energy crisis is still going on, but not as bad. What they're doing is they're putting things together.
Different, what they call alternative energy sources?
Yes, they're putting things together. They're not outrageous. They're not sloped, it's called.
Well, we're designing...
It's actually taking things out of the ocean, like salt.
Yeah?
And they're using salt contents.
For energy?
Yes.
Well, I have no idea how they could do that.
Yes, they're taking salt and redirecting salt.
Salt motors.
Yes. Taking salt and using that as an energy source.
You know, you may not believe me, but we've talked to other worlds and I've...
You could take, you know how you could drink a lot of water?
Yeah.
Take from the ocean and take the salt out and it's clean.
Yeah, they're desalinization.
Yeah,
that's what they're calling it.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. You have bottled waters?
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Because you've been able to clean the water from the ocean?
Yes.
See, we don't trust the water. I don't trust it because they put fluoride in it, and it's
not from the ocean.
No, it's clean from the ocean.
Yes.
As long as you can get all that other stuff out of it. And also, people here are very concerned about. The earth getting too warm. They're worried about the ice caps melting, so they're trying to get all the cars off the road so that the earth doesn't heat up too much.
We use polycars.
Polycars?
Yes.
Is that what they're made out of? Poly?
Or? Yes, and also from the sun.
Yeah?
That's where they get their... No more gas.
So solar energy?
Yes. Yes. Polysolar, it's called.
Polysolar, are you aware of any energy coming from neutrinos?
No.
See, other worlds...
All our cars are solar.
Yeah. No hydrogen?
No.
Okay, so solar is a way to go.
Yes.
Well, also, your scientists, your doctors have probably figured out cures for a lot of our diseases. You know, we're excited that you might be able to help us. If you have information from the future, you could tell us what those cures are, maybe, and help us in the past, help save lives. Would you like to save lives?
Sure.
You know, we could...
Maybe I could be in one of my own... I could read about history with my name in it.
I wonder if that would happen. I wonder if that would work.
Well, if you, let's see, cured something and you use my name, it would go into a book.
Well,
and then I could open up the book and it would be there.
Well, we've talked to our friends about time, about the nature of time, and this kind of gets complicated, but they say that, have you ever been in a room that has a mirror on both walls, and you walk in the room and it looks like you have rooms going off to infinity in both directions?